I took the hint and strolled about, and presently the professor came to the window and called me in. He looked grave, but said, "I have made careful examination, but there is no functional cause. With you, I agree that there has been much blood lost. It has been, but is not. But the conditions of her are in no way anemic. I have asked her to send me her maid, that I may ask just one or two questions, that so I may not chance to miss nothing. I know well what she will say. And yet there is cause, there is always cause for everything. I must go back home and think. You must send to me the telegram every day, and if there be cause, I shall come again. The disease, for not to be all well, is a disease, interests me. And the sweet young dear, she interests me too. She charms me. And for her, if not for you, or disease, I come." As I tell you, he would not say a word more, even when we were alone. And so now, Art, you know all I know. I shall keep stern watch. I trust your poor father is rallying. It must be a terrible thing to you, my dear old fellow, to be placed in such a position between two people who are both so dear to you. I know your idea of duty to your father, and your right to stick to it. But if need be, I shall send you word to come at once to Lucy, so don't be over-anxious unless you hear from me. Dr. Seward's Diary, 4th of September. Sophocus patient still keeps up our interest in him. He'd only one outburst, and that was yesterday, at an unusual time. Just before the stroke of noon, he began to grow restless. The attendant knew the symptoms, and at once summoned aid. Fortunately, the men came at a run, and we were just in time, for at the stroke of noon he became so violent that it took all their strength to hold him. In about 5 minutes, however, he began to get more and more quiet, and finally sank into a sort of melancholy, in which state he has remained up to now. The attendant tells me that his screams, whilst in the paroxysm, were really appalling. I found my hands full when I got in, attending to some of the other patients who were frightened by him. Indeed, I can quite understand the effect, for the sounds disturbed even me, though I was some distance away. It is now after the dinner hour of the asylum, and as yet my patient sits in a corner, brooding, with a dull, sullen, woe-begone look in his face, which seems rather to indicate than to show something directly. I cannot quite understand it.